With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Previously on Derpy Show.
What did you bring?
Yeah, what'd you bring?
I didn't know it was Bring Your Own Instrument Day.
Could have brought your keyboard.
We could do the whole thing.
And then I could have just like put on some weird synthy thing that doesn't even really have notes and just go boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. Or like the
Derpy Show.
Alright, so today's Derpy Show that we had no preparation for. What
None.
Are we doing?
Hey, we're going to talk about stuff.
Stuff. I hate stuff.
I like stuff. I like when stuff's all sticky.
Stuff is all we have sometimes.
All you need is stuff.
My stuff you
It's true. All you do need is stuff.
Derpy Show.
Oh.
That's true.
You're fired.
Oh, no. What do I do with this guitar?
Smash it.
No. I paid for it.
Derpy Show.
Are you turning into a fucking gill man? What the hell?
Derpy Show.
I'm gonna take a wee-wee now.
You just pissed like 10 minutes ago.
Down the water.
How fast does your... Do you even, like, get any of that?
I do realize I drink a lot of water.
Are you a scarecrow? Is there just, like, a tube going from your mouth to your dick?
I try to drink a lot of water throughout the day.
There is, but it doesn't flow in the direction you would think.
It's a crazy straw down there, gentlemen. It's a crazy straw.
I don't think that's what he meant. You kind of have, like, the South Park reverse digestion.
What are you saying?
Intro-retro-gestion?
Intro-retro-gestion.
Derpy Show.
DJ Neo Flux.
Wait, did you just call yourself DJ Neo Blouse?
I heard DJ Neo Floused.
Floused. Well, I'm a flautist, yes.
What's up, DJ Neo Floused?
Derpy Show.
What did you do this week?
To who?
Yeah, who?
You.
Who you?
Who's you?
You guys.
You who? You.
Either one of you.
You who?
You guys can sort amongst yourself who I'm talking
to. So you're you, and I'll be me.
Yeah. How about I'll be you, and you can be fucktard.
Oh.
So when he says, hey, fucktard, what did you do this weekend? Then you address it.
I address it.
Yeah, so fucktard, what did you do this weekend?
See, I'm not going to answer him. Because I'll play into his new
voice. All right, well, just tell us what you did this weekend anyway.
No.
No, maybe I'll edit it.
I'll wait till you.
All right. So, fucktard, what'd you do this weekend?
So, what'd I do this week? Work way too much, and then I moved, and then I worked way too much. My jug of water.
How about you chug a warm NOS?
No!
Ooh, I can shake it. You can shotgun it. We can shake it up.
I don't want to stay up all night. I gotta work.
Up all night.
Tomorrow. I gotta work tomorrow. Do stuff. Official government stuff.
Why did you bring a guitar?
Why not?
And this is like the tiniest guitar I think
I've ever seen. Travel guitar.
It's a travel guitar.
It's a lute body with a full neck of a guitar.
a lute body?
I guess, got or ukulele. Like person's I guess it's a ukulele size. I mean, because a little bit smaller neck.
You killed a musician, boss.
Yeah, I did.
You got the sweet lute.
I totally backstabbed this bard that had this instrument.
Man, you're going around beating up bards. You're a real tough dude.
Yeah, I am. It gave me +5 to annoyance now.
God, you must be maxed out on annoyance at this point, aren't you?
I'm not energetic enough.
This is gonna be the whole show, isn't it? Just him and that fucking guitar the whole time.
Yep. I say we just let him go.
Yeah.
Well, you and I will just phone this one in.
what a move to do to our fans. I know.
How is that much different than most of our shows?
At least we talk about content and me pretentiously playing music on a guitar half-assed.
Well, I mean, I can just go get other instruments. I have a garage full of them.
Hey, why don't you musically interpret some of your favorite philosophers and go. Play something existential.
Who is this? Which philosopher are you right now?
I think we're supposed to guess.
The best thing songs like this? I think of Kierkegaard. You know, the Danish. Otherwise crazy. We're always crazy. Philosopher and father of modern-day existentialism.
Existentialism?
Hey, you know, Alfred Hitchcock was afraid of eggs.
He was.
He had ovophobia.
That's, is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
He actually hated eggs. He hated them when they were, he couldn't go into a room where they were being cooked.
What's the difference between a fear and a repulsion to eggs, though?
Yeah. Kind of like homophobia, you're not really afraid of homosexuals, you're just a dick.
Exactly. I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
Wait, but it's the thing you're afraid of, right?
What?
Dicks?
That's a good point, I guess.
So Alfred Hitchcock was just a giant egg? I mean, he does kind of look like a giant egg.
He was pretty Humpty Dumpty-ish.
I think we're getting somewhere.
Oh my god.
That's very Freudian.
So I want to hear your Freud.
Freud? My thoughts on Freud?
Well, your musical thoughts on
my
Freud.
My musical thoughts on Freud.
I want you to refrain the refrain.
I'm just expecting something like, I want to sex your body!
Butt sex. Mother fixations. Butt sex. Anal fixations. Object relations to open spaces. There's vaginas. Pulse are just a bunch of other vaginas. A pole is a penis. A room is a vagina. The person walking in is walking into a vagina. For anal fixations. Dream interpretations. As a mother loves their mothers. Their fathers and issues with those girls. And Freud was just a sorry excuse for some certain freaky deaky guy. Anal fixations. I don't know.
Holy shit, that was pretty awesome.
Was it really? I do that all the time.
Oh my god.
We're gonna put him on tour pretty soon.
Yeah, it's just gonna happen.
Freud, yeah, but I mean, I don't know, his dream symbology kind of just moved on.
Symbology isn't a word.
I don't know anymore! I don't know!
Just stop.
That's the Stephen Doesn't Understand song.
Tell me. Anyways.
I want that as my ringtone.
You want that? Yes. Pick up.
You can download that as a ringtone on tumblr.derpyshow.com.
Pick up.
But what's gonna be my notification sound? But there's no derp.
Yeah, there's no derp.
How about derp? I don't know what I'm doing.
You're the guy with the thing.
And the thing can beep 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 beep.
I can probably get something out of the theme song.
Yeah.
Well, I like that little bleep, bleep, bleep shit.
Oh, here you go. Bleep, 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 bleep. Got Facebook notification. Bleep, 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 bleep. Bleep, 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 bleep.
beep, 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 text message!
Yeah, we get the future. I like this, I like this. I like that. God.
Now you too can have a completely derped phone. Unless you have an iPhone, you already have a derped phone.
Yeah, oh,
dude. Hey, fucking, up top!
Fucking, I've resisted going to OS 6 because I don't want fucking Macintosh Maps or whatever it's called.
Well, it's because you don't want maps done by that lady who did the Jesus fresco.
Instead, he's going to keep his phone, which currently has glass on the front and the back.
Oh, good. So that way, no matter how you drop it, it will shatter.
Yeah, yeah, wow. That's true. I chipped the corner. It's got this whole, like, embedded chipping or some sort.
Now it's all rugged.
I guess so. I gotta put a rubber thing over it.
Yeah, you know, whenever you're using your thing, you gotta put a rubber
on it. Gotta put a rubber on it. No glove, no phone love.
I just don't get why they put glass on the back of those things. Like,
I know.
My current theory is that they would put it there and Apple fans would just buy it regardless just because they will buy anything.
Wait.
And then in the iPhone 5, they replace it with an actual strong material like aluminum. And then they're just like, we improved it so much even though we just fucking broke it last time.
Essentially, well, I honestly think that some of the phone manufacturers design their phones to shit out in less than a year.
Oh, it's planned obsolescence. That's a big engineering thing since for a while. I mean, hell, a lot of the capacitors and a lot of boards that they're made with more finer materials can last for, like, whatever. Like, for instance, the light bulb, that was Thomas Edison's little planned obsolescence there. With the manufacturing of his light bulbs, the conditions that it was made originally with, that could last for, like, you know, multitude of years. But that was high-quality stuff.
So, I like that light bulb that's been, like, going for hundreds of years.
Is that the one that he's made?
There's one in New York that's like a firehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's someone that's made with a really fine material. I don't know the actual material involved in it, but if it's like a really fine material that can carry the electrons over for a while, it's good to go.
As long as the connection isn't severed.
Yeah, and Edison was brilliant enough to be like, ha, I'll make this shitty string thing that breaks after, I don't know, a few months, or maybe a bit of a voltage change. Yeah, I'll be rich, and that's...
Well, Edison was a noted asshole.
He was.
Hey, that brings us to our first segment, history.
History. Do it again.
This brings us to our next segment, history.
I think they were expecting more of a different title, but I like
yeah,
that.
It's very, oh. Where are you very going with that? I was waiting for more.
Yeah, I was waiting for more.
I was going
history.
For simplicity.
Was it my? Is it my kind of title? It's like history.
With no capitals.
With no capitals.
An unnecessary space.
Yeah. And random capital letters, too.
Like the T is capitalized. Yeah. Like it's like his Tory.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? And now our next segment, Great Dicks of History.
Great Dicks of History.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like you're setting up like a porn segment.
Fuck, okay.
Great Dicks of History.
First up, Ron Jeremy, rabid weasel.
God.
Wait, what do they call him? Some sort of a weasel?
Is he a wolverine or a badger?
I don't know.
Razorback.
The hairy, ugly guy.
You would know, Steven. What's he called?
I don't know.
Okay. How about Great Assholes of History?
It's even worse.
Yeah, that sounds like the gay version of...
How about why is everything as like a profane term also a porn term? I was like, great douchebags of history. No, that could be weird. You could be like
actually that works better because I can't think of anything to do with porn that has to do with the douchebags.
All right,
unless that's some weird fetish shit that I've never heard of.
I have cake farts.
Cake farts are a thing. Anyway, we'll talk about cake farts in our next segment.
Brazilian porn.
Our next segment. Great douchebags of history.
Douchebag.
This is our music, man. I need a theme song for that.
Yuck. Okay. What is
the doo-douche, the doo-douche, the doo-douche of history?
No.
Okay.
Give me a sec. I gotta be a class here. How about,
I just need, like, one riff, man. I don't need a whole fucking song.
I was trying to think something classy.
He wasn't even into the first movement yet.
Yeah.
I'll show you a first movement.
Tommy just reached for my penis.
Wallet, penis.
Derpy show.
So you know, DJ Neofaust actually originated the famous 4chan phrase, "Have you ever been so far as even as decided to use go want to look more like?" That was actually a direct quote from DJ Neofaust.
I was just asking about costuming things.
Have you ever been so far even as decided to use go want to look more like?
Now the response is even better.
I'm surprised that you can read that.
Yeah. You should look at the response.
It makes my brain shut down.
Look at the response to that. Like, there's a 4chan thread where the guy responded to that. It's the best thing.
And people's, like, are just, their minds are breaking.
But the response just is even better.
Yeah.
It broke me. 4chan. Oh, I don't go on 4chan.
You say that as if you think you're unbreakable to begin with.
Yeah.
It broke me.
I mean, of all people.
I'm already broken. You break the broken who?
No, I think it's like...
It was so stupid that I didn't even get stupid. What?
I think it's more like, you know how you can only fold a piece of paper so many times?
Yeah.
Like, he's been broken so many times. You just usually can't break him again.
Yeah. It's sounds about right. And without drugs and alcohol.
What?
It's a lot of kicks to the head, I guess. A lot of hardcore sparring.
This is getting sad, actually.
Is it sad? I remember standing on the ground.
I remember standing on the ground. I remember standing on the ground a lot of times.
He does it to sequence standing, comma, then on the ground.
What? That doesn't make it any different.
Yes.
Unless it's a standing coma on the ground.
Yeah. You don't get those sometimes? I call them happy blackout times.
You refer to your comas as happy blackout times. How often do you have comas?
I don't know. I woke up here, didn't I?
What?
No, you didn't.
Oh, so it's split me. So I have in Fight Club, I have a second me running a partial life. I'm starting a revolution against creditors.
Against creditors?
I don't know, isn't that what you need? Bomb credit bureaus?
Is this turning into like your like new like fucking anarchist like call to arms? What the hell are you
totally
saying?
Yeah, because I totally think anarchy being a defined form.
I think
form,
he's just reviewing Fight Club.
I think.
Oh, he's just talking about Fight Club. Okay.
Yeah, his name was something something, and he had tits.
You talking about Bitch Tit Bob?
The first rule of Fight Club is that Neofaust doesn't review Fight Club.
I read the book. It was pretty.
I like how luxurious your hair is today, idiot chick.
Thank you. I wash it daily.
You probably shouldn't do that, actually.
No, I gotta say, like, it styles better on the second day. But it still looks good. It smells good. The ladies like it.
Okay. The ladies like it.
Yeah, they like his dried out hair. Why am I giving you hair tips on a radio show?
I don't know.
Why do you still think that we're on the radio?
Yeah.
Because radio shows sounds more legitimate than podcast.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
I don't even really like the term.
Podcast?
Yeah, because it's kind of hard linked to iPod.
Yeah, I don't like it.
We're not really doing that.
That's why I like saying we're a radio show still.
MP3 short.
We're a radio show on the internet.
Yeah.
Are we streaming this online?
God, no. I hope no one ever hears a live stream of this.
I know. Could be funny. An insight to our psyche.
Oh, God. They can hear the 4 hours that poor Boar has to edit down.
That's true.
Crying at 11 o'clock at night.
Why do I have to hear this again?
And yeah, rushing through it. Like, the fuck?
He's like, if these motherfuckers made a plan last week, I would have to do this in 6 hours.
That's true. That's true, but we never do. And we love you, Boar, for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing tomorrow.
No.
All day.
Ladies and gentlemen, he actually was able to squeeze out one solitary tear.
I see ladies and gentlemen. More like gentlemen. I don't think our demographic is many
ooh,
chicks.
That's sexist.
Wow. You're saying that we can't say hi out there, ladies and gentlemen? Like, what are you trying to say? That we're only...
If there are gals that listen to this, I salute you.
I guarantee you there are women that will listen to our show.
You're kidding me.
At least one or two.
I was going to say at least one or two, right?
I guarantee you...
Not your mom.
I guarantee you there are women... Ladies... who are out there, because I know you're out there, please make sure you post on our Facebook about how much of a dick, chauvinist, pig Neofaust is.
Derpy Show.
So yeah, I saw a Looper last week. Last Friday, to be exact. So I saw a Looper last week. Last Friday, to be exact.
I'm not going to edit that.
He's in a loop.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Why did you say it twice? We didn't say you needed a second take. You just did it on your own.
That's my review of Looper.
Is that it? That
that's my review of Looper. No. It was
why we don't let him review movies very often.
Hold on. I just want to let him talk.
It's got some stuff in it, you know?
All right. Tell
okay,
us.
Watch this movie. There was some stuff in it. Actually, looped again.
If you went back in time, would you kill yourself? I know I would.
I'm washing down with cold beer. With cold beer and some hot dogs. It'd be delicious.
All right. You have 45 seconds to review Looper. No more, no less. Starting right. Give it a second. Now.
Looper. Okay. The concept was good. Set in the near future, I guess by 20 years. The concept from the previews that you can see is basically time travel is outlawed in the future, but certain gang members have the technology sent
30 seconds time.
And so there's these people called Loopers that basically are there to assassinate the people that like kind of loop back in time, and they get shot and they destroy the body. And so, long story short, they add in a certain subject that was never shown in the preview. Mm-hmm. Comes a little weird, and their understanding of time being singular and linear is not phasic to the point where it doesn't quite, you know, match up. Like, one person disappears slowly while the person disappears instantly. Their concept of time travel is dropped.
I don't care based on your review right now.
Damn, I'm not paid to make it look good. Let me think of all the fucks I care that you don't care.
So, I'm guessing you didn't like it.
Nah, I thought it was alright. I mean, the concept was good. I think with the addition of TK, which is telekinesis, it...
Was that a spoiler?
Well, you'll see in the movie. It's not like a spoiler.
Well, yeah, it's the ending, but you'll see it. It's fine.
No, they introduce it the first beginning. It's there.
Okay.
You'll see in the first 5 minutes. It's not like a big spoiler. No.
Yeah, it's a little spoiler.
Derpy Show.
Are you turning into a fucking Gill Man? What the hell?
I gotta drink my vitamin waters.
So, you know, for every show, DJ Neofaust brings some unlabeled jug or container of a liquid that is multiple colors. Today, it looks like it's supposed to be a purple, like a reddish color.
It's brack cherry.
But there's weird, like, hints.
Did
and,
you say
like,
brack cherry?
Brack cherry.
I don't do a good Brack impression, otherwise I probably
wouldn't. Yeah.
Don't talk about it! I don't know if I think I do it right.
Cut muffins. I love Brack. Can we get more Brack in the world?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Can I get a Brack
up? Can we bring in Brack?
Can I call him a Brack up?
Call some Brack up.
Get a Brack up.
Quick, get me soup on a stick.
I would climb the highest river and swim the deepest mountain. I'd even clean my room if I thought that would do the trick.
Three hams will kill him.
Three hams will kill him.
Give him three hams. No, is it one? Two hams will thrill him. Three hams will kill him?
Yeah.
No. Feed him three hams.
So the thing was Thundercles. That's awful.
And then when Thundercles was gone, it was three hams will fill him.
Three hams will thrill him.
Thrill him.
Feed
him. Three hams. I love Mr. Thundercles.
Yeah.
His father was funny too. He talked like...
You know what I wish more than anything else? I wish I had a blinking sound effect like Zorak. Blinking. Like blink, blink,
blink, blink. That happens to me on a daily basis. Blink. Blink, blink.
That'd
blink.
Be a noise heard twice a day with me.
Because you don't blink.
You don't blink?
Not very often.
He's like that Doctor Who episode.
Don't blink. I'm not blinky?
Yeah, you really should.
Sleeping angels should never try to fuck with me.
They'll get into your soul, though, the more you stare at them, remember?
Only if you look them in the eye.
Oh.
Also, you Ooh. Really shouldn't brink, because I heard that game wasn't very good.
I know, right?
Derpy show.
So did you guys hear about that congresswoman in, like, New England?
Freaking congress.
So I kind of want to send money to her campaign. For those of you who don't know... Regardless, I don't know the political affiliation one way or the other.
Okay, getting political? She's a Democrat.
Okay.
And the Republicans have launched a slander, I'm doing air quotes and I know, a slander campaign.
Beep, beep.
Because she has a World of Warcraft account.
What? That's a slander? What?
Yeah, they're saying that it's her alternate life.
Her violent double life.
Yeah, her violent double life.
Video game. I think that's more relevant to our generation.
They dug through her account, like on the World of Warcraft forums and stuff,
yeah.
And pulled out a bunch of quotes from stuff like when she's talking about boss fights or something. She said something like, "I like to stab things" because she has a rogue character, and so they put this on. They have a whole website dedicated to slandering her, saying that she's got this alternate double life
and that she's violent and unfit to be a
congressman. That's actually retarded. No. One of the people in Libya, our guy that was working there, played Eve like crazy and was a goon.
What? There's one guy in Libya.
No.
And he was a goon?
The State Department, the foreign ambassador that was there in Libya, actually played on Eve Online, a bunch of other online games, and he was part of the Goon Swarm. Do you know what the Goon Swarm is?
That's something awful, Doc.
Yeah, the people that get in there and basically troll the games but have like a massive following and basically break the games through playing them.
Okay.
Like, he had the same kind of set. That doesn't mean that you're not unfit to do anything, but I mean, I think that's more of a relevant detail to tell people that, hey, this politician's down with, you know, it's up to date with today's society. Ah, he's a gamer, so obviously you could trust her on things to go against CISPA and all that jazz.
Now, I gotta say, as far as it goes, not voting for someone because they play World of Warcraft, that's pretty dumb to me, because World of Warcraft has a lot of people playing it. 10 million as of last check.
Great, thank you, Mr. Commercial.
But also, if you're not going to vote for her, I wouldn't vote for her because she's playing a freaking rogue. Fuck those guys.
I know, it shows that she's a backstabber.
I mean, but come on.
In her defense, she is Horde.
Yeah, Loktar Ogar. And come on, how many female orcs do you see? Like, she's like the minority.
But she's
reals.
An orc rogue? An orc
female orc rogue. Oh, wow. She's like the 1%.
Yeah. But she's spec at least. Come on, this could tell her a little bit more about her character.
I think she's combat.
Combat?
So that's what I saw.
Huh.
I didn't look into it that far.
I think I saw some... Because they showed it. One of the things they use her armory. I thought it was the combat symbol.
Well, then what about her... Like, what expansion is she into?
Oh, she was 85 as of the last I checked, so I don't know if she's played Mists yet.
I think it's...
Her information looked like it was a little dated.
But yeah. Also, she might not... To be honest, she might not be playing WoW right now because she has a fucking election.
Yeah, she's concentrating on her job.
So Mists of Pandaria might not be the most important thing right now.
Yeah. Well, it's just as bad as when freaking Obama did, like, a fist bump to somebody. They called it the terrorist fist bump. I'm like, oh, come on. Heaven forbid we have politicians that are relevant with the fucking youth of today. Golly, I'm tired of these old sacks of shit.
All right, I don't want to get political. That's a bad idea on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't touch child rape much, right?
You're the one that touches child rape, okay? Let it be known that I almost yelled at you on the internet today. Because he's like, what time we're getting together? 6 p.m.? Rape time? And I'm like, no rape. You fucking awful thing.
Awful. So we can't get political, but we could just touch upon...
No, we're not supposed to talk about rape.
I'm getting into that. I'm getting into politics.
No politics, no rape.
We can't talk about religion all the time. Politics and rape.
We talk about religion all the time.
He doesn't want to, though.
The pooping guy.
Bad touch.
Bad touch. I'm just saying, right now is not the best time to talk about politics. We don't want to offend anybody.
It's funny. We offend people left and right.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things. People who, like...
We don't want to offend the 47%.
I know, right?
Derpy Show. So there's this guy, after seeing all of these people waiting for the iPhone and people excited, he is so excited, he got his chair out and he can't wait for Windows 8. So luckily, we actually discovered that there is a Microsoft store. But there's one close by, but that's not where the guy's waiting. He's actually in the most exciting place of all, Newark, Delaware.
Oh, okay.
Outside of the Microsoft store there. He's camped up. He's got his signs that say, can't wait for Windows 8.
Wait, so is he going to get a free copy or free shit because he waited out there? Like they did with people that waited for a long ass time?
We don't know. We have to ask him.
Oh, it's true.
And he probably doesn't even know because it's not out yet.
The beta's been out.
That's not a release.
Why would he know if they're going to give him free stuff because the beta is out?
You can download it. These people that turn the betas into their operating systems, like just patching it and shit.
Oh my god! What is wrong with your head?
A lot of things. Radiation. I'm a result of the hormones in the milks.
Are there gonna be booth babes at this convention? I don't know, I guess the beta's been out.
The beta tells you everything you need to know.
Well, it did with Windows 7.
If you wait in line, we will give you this amount of swag.
Is that why you never... Have you ever actually been in a beta? Is that why you don't understand what happens in a beta?
I do. I just like to turn my mind off and say things.
That's my joke. God damn it.
I just think you're breaking things.
You either have to go full retard or no retard.
No retard with this guy. All retard. Balls deep retard.
Balls deep retard.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Never go balls deep in a retard.
Oh my god. Jesus.
Well, didn't some people do it with a Kardashian?
Hey! Top of
things.
Hey, 2009 called. They said that joke was funny.
It was. Wait, I keep thinking Kardashians and I keep thinking of Star Trek. Isn't there like a race of...
There are.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Those are Cardassians, not Cardassians. Did you think Keeping Up with the Cardassians was the new Star Trek series?
When I first heard it, I'm just like, wait, isn't that a race in Star Trek? And I walked away, and I think it just angered all our Star Trek fan base.
I would watch Keeping Up with the Cardassians.
I mean, come on, it's like a family of Italian Cardassians. They're just like, hey!
Oh no, they drank too much canard.
Oh god. No, wait, are the Cardassians the ones with the ridges on their head?
They're the ones that... Looks like there's a Ferengi spoon pressed on their head.
No, I'm thinking Ferengis are the ones with the ridges with and the big ears.
They have the big ears.
But that's
they have like a spoon?
Right? Like Ferengis a spoon? Don't have forehead ridges.
I thought they did. The Ferengis
they have a, they have like a super pronounced brow.
It's kind of wrinkly sometimes.
I thought it was like the bladed guys, what are those called? The Klingons. I thought they had like the ridges like Klingons and stuff.
They have like they do have little nose pieces.
Who's the ones like with the bit of like the purplish scales and they could shapeshift? I remember in like Deep Space Nine there was like
are you talking about the shapeshifters, Odo, whatever he was, the
yeah. They had no purple scales.
Well no, they did not scale but like purplish kinda like I don't know like,
oh yeah, the Cardassians are kind of lizardy.
Are they? Oh, those
like
are
to me, like they like they're kinda scaly.
So yeah, keep it with Cardassians, yeah.
Hi. Are we still talking about Windows 8 chapter?
We're gonna get to that.
Okay.
This is a nice little, beautiful little improv.
Have fun editing this one, motherfucker. So I'm gonna take the chopper to Newark, Delaware.
That is gonna be really fun to edit.
So So I'm going to take the chopper to Newark, Delaware, and I'm going to interview this guy. Give me a few minutes. Hey, guys. Can you hear me in the studio?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
I can't hear you. Oh, I got the microphone right here.
The chopper travels at about half impulse in these weather conditions, so he should be arriving in about the next 20 seconds.
Yeah, I'm on my way there. I actually can see the Microsoft store from here with my depression radar.
Depression radar?
Yeah, I'm getting a really big ping. You see, whenever your emotions...
You're going to have a high ping if you're dealing with Microsoft.
Hey! You see, anyone who's a primarily Windows user, you're used to a fair amount of depression and disappointment. So, coming from an avid Windows user myself, I'm very able to, I'm used to finding these sort of readings on my machine.
So what you're saying is, to navigate, you've locked on to sadness and you're just heading towards that.
Absolutely. In fact, I seem to be right here. I'm in Delaware right now, and there is a gentleman here sitting in what appears to be a ramshackle tent city that he's put together outside of this Microsoft store, and his neck does have a beard.
You said it's a city. How many people are living there?
It seems to be just him and three dolls.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is one cat.
Maybe you can get him into the chopper.
Awesome. I'm just going to roll the window down. He kind of smells of urine. Sir, I see you're here waiting for the Windows 8 release.
God, yeah, who isn't?
Oh, apparently everyone, because you're the only one here.
Oh, they're waiting for the digital release. I just thought I'd be here in person.
You wanted to be here in person, very excited for that. So, you know that is still, like, 20 days away, right?
Yeah, well, my mom sent me here earlier.
Your mom sent you, so you're actually picking this up for your mother.
No, I'm here because I want it. Because Microsoft rocks. What games are on the Microsoft platform?
There are quite a few games on Windows, but are you aware that when Windows 8 comes out, it's going to greatly restrict indie developers from being able to put games out on it?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to upgrade my beta version and pirate this version and put it on a torrent.
So you're just buying this to make a bootleg version? All right, so that is the heart of Windows users, I guess. But how do you feel about knowing that Notch himself, the creator of Minecraft, you know what, I'm just going to read the exact quote. He said, "If Microsoft decides to lock down Windows 8, it would be very, very bad for indie gamers and competition in general." How do you feel about that? I mean, it's Notch. Internet fucking loves Notch.
Well, you see, Notch is just not understanding how the market works with everything. It has to be secure software. And even though Windows has had a bad rap with the security, you know, locking down the programs leads people not to, you know, use pirated objects. But I mean, like, I'm not pirating the version, I'm just making backups for people.
But even with your backups, it's still not going to be good for anyone. I mean, even Valve's CEO said it would be a catastrophe. I mean, Blizzard said they'd be in the same boat. Hell, it's ID Software's John Carmack. He said it would be schizophrenic, obnoxious, and a nightmare. Why are you so excited for this fucking piece of shit software?
Why is Blizzard getting all dick-wrench about the DRM? They do that shit with their StarCraft all the time.
I don't think it has anything to do with the DRM. It has to do with the shitty Metro interface. The fact that they're going to have a fucking app store on a goddamn computer instead of a tablet. Oh, wait. It's designed for touchscreen devices, which means they're just going to turn your whole fucking computer into a tablet. Those are fucking Wally clones sitting in our fucking little tubes touching the screen because we can't fucking utilize tools anymore. We're just slobbering at the screen, getting our fucking rainbow-colored boxes, showing us some stupid fucking software that some other person...
DJ Smilak.
Yeah, sorry.
Real quick. Just want to make sure that you have the rage button turned off in the chopper.
Oh god, it's set to anonymous levels. I'm very sorry.
Yeah,
about that.
Crank back rage induction.
Gotcha. Sorry, I was running low on fuel, and sometimes I can't harness anger for fuel, so I was using that. Are you done, Mr. P-Smell Neckbeard Man?
I'm never done until it gets released.
That's what she said. All right, guys, I'm heading back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the only person in line for Windows 8.
Derpy Show.
But it's possible, and sometimes all you need to do is pwn the browser, and then from there you could eventually get in. I'm going to say pwn.
Just pwn the browser.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I used to pwn the browser back in the day all the time.
All the time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it messy?
Didn't Billy Idol have a song, Pwn the Browser?
Yeah. Did you cry afterwards?
Yeah.
One time I pwned the Bowser. I don't...
Oof.
That was...
Is that when you had to, like, jump on him inside that spinny, smiley thing?
No, there was this golden axe by a bridge, and I just jumped at that.
Was that Bowser? I thought that was King Koopa.
Bowser is King Koopa.
Oh, I thought Bowser was like a brother or a family of King Koopa. Yeah.
I thought Bowser and King Koopa were different guys.
King Kill King Koopa and then Bowser.
King Koopa is his title. Bowser is his name.
You know, we're going to anger our fellow show cohorts if we don't get this right.
No, I mean, it's okay. I thought they were different
people.
I will
stake my nerd cred on this one.
Wow, I'm not going to stake my nerd cred on this one because I'm not a huge Mario fan.
Yeah, I give no fucks.
Not that I don't like Mario. I'm just not steeped in Mario lore.
Mythos and...
There's not much Mario lore, that's why I know this.
Well, I know the egg-shooting Yoshi...
Oh, Birdo?
Birdo is a Yoshi.
Guy girl.
Yeah, Birdo's a dinosaur dragon thing that is a...
guy girl, a new half or new type is what they call it?
Well...
Or is it a trans?
He's a dude that dresses like a girl that dates
it's
Yoshi.
A cross-dresser.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if it was a new type, new half thing that, like, the poison chick from Street Fighter is...
Wait, she's both?
In Japan, it is a new half, which is both trans thingamabob.
Trans thingamabob!
I'm sorry if I'm upsetting people with that, but basically in Japan, it's a dude as a girl, new half is what they're considering, but in America, it's a she. Just do the translations.
Bowser, King of the Koopa.
Oh, and in America, she's snip-snip. Okay, so she's post-op in America, pre-op in Japan. Okay. It makes sense.
What?
She flies across the shores and becomes post-op poison.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought King Koopa and Bowser were different people, like how there's Princess Peach and there's that other princess from the Game Boy games.
Daisy!
Yeah. And now there's another new princess.
There's another princess?
Princess
Lazy?
Oh.
Are you talking about the one from Galaxy?
Yeah.
I forget her name.
It's Rosalind, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, our fact checker over there.
Bam!
Yeah.
Thanks, fact checker.
Fact checker.
Yeah.
Fact checker!
You will get caught up in the fact checker!
Like, could you guys explain something to me? I'm trying to get down the Triforce creation story right. Is it power, wisdom, and then courage in the creation of the world? Like, power created the world, wisdom flooded it, or the world was flooded with wisdom, and then courage created the spark of life? Is that how that mythos goes?
Somebody told you made an assumption at the beginning that I knew everything.
Well, I'm pretty close. I'm not awful on this one. But it's the three goddesses. Den, Feor, and Nehru. Yeah, Nehru, Feor, and Den.
Mm-hmm.
They're the three goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they created the three Triforce. I'm trying to remember what the order is.
I thought power, like, it's like the mass and the explosion of life was the power...
Well, there are three different goddesses, because Den is the goddess of power, Nehru is the goddess of wisdom, and Feor is the goddess of courage.
Mm-hmm. Courage sparked life or something like that? Or did the job?
Kind of, yeah. Well, okay. As per Zelda Wiki, which I'm going to rely on as being fact, because nerds fucking love making sure wikis are accurate.
Yeah.
Before time began, and before spirits and life existed, the universe was in chaos. The three golden goddesses descended upon the chaos and began the creation of the world. Each of them creating a different facet of the realm. Din created the material realm, Nehru gave the realm law and order, and Feor created all life forms who would follow the Sade order.
I gotcha. Now, is that unanimous, universal mythos?
So wait, okay. One of them made an entire planet and or universe, galaxy, whatever.
The physical galaxy.
Okay. The second one wrote down a couple of rules. And then the third one creates life.
Life. That's the second one kind
of. Essentially,
crap goddess.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and say I don't think they just made rules. Think about it. It's probably like gravity, physics. They created physics. Like that's some serious shit.
I got you. But does anybody ever equate that as physics in the game? Like, hey, I'm a physicist. I got a crazy machine now. Do they do that at all in Hyrule? Do they exact their like command of the order of the universe? I mean, because I see a lot of it being either magic based, shamanistically based, and well, granted, that is a system of thought and has a bit of an order set to it.
I have decided that gravity on this planet shall be one.
Yeah, see, so it's like the admin and like the gay group, like I'm making it to negative zero, where you're all floating up in the sky, and like plus 100, and you smash down.
Kind of. I mean, but she also essentially gave them wisdom, like gave them intellect.
Well, wisdom. Like, what do you mean by wisdom? Because what is wisdom?
I mean, just existence. I mean, I guess it's essentially
consciousness.
Like maybe when the world was made, there were creatures, there were animals, mm-hmm. and then I don't know. I guess there were animals because Feyre made life.
Made life, but there was chaos, so it implies turbulence. I mean, because if these beings came about during the chaos, so there must have been other primordial or pre-life beings, gods or demigods, whatever have you. Some people say that's like in biblical terms, the fallen, or demigods and stuff like that. Ooh, that's some heavy theology and shit. Yeah, that's cool though. I mean, because I just need to grasp the mythology of Hyrule before I start doing a project I'm working on.
So you came to us for your like history of what? Hyrule?
Sure.
It sounds like it's a really important project.
I know, right? Derby Show. Man, it sucks applying for jobs.
Yeah, I've been trying to search for. I don't know. I've been searching for a new job for. Months and months, and I had a decent resume, and for the longest time I thought, oh, maybe it's just because my resume isn't written right. So I made like an immaculate resume, like made it look really pretty, because they say that if an employer gets your resume, you have to like grab their attention like really quickly, otherwise they just kind of throw it away. Like if it's multiple pages, they'll throw it away. They don't want to read, because
they don't read your life story.
So I made it really pretty and everything, but 90% of the places that you apply to, they make you re-enter all of the information that's already on your resume.
Yeah, or they...
And it's not, like, a nice, easy-to-fill-out form. It's, like, add work experience.
Yeah.
And then, like, you have to add in, like, where the place was.
Yeah. And some
exact dates of when you worked there.
And it's some shitty Java applet. Like,
or they parse your resume and fuck it all up.
And most of the time... I don't even know if I want this job. I have no fucking clue. Like, I would probably have to talk to the person, in the interview to even know if I really want it. So I have to, get up the willingness to put in all this information just for a lottery-sized chance getting even talked to. They don't even reject you anymore.
Oh, no, yeah, they just don't even talk to you. But not only that, just even the description of the job. Sometimes it's so broad that when you get there, it's not even what you fucking interviewed for.
Who writes job descriptions?
I don't know.
You may or may not lift up to 35 pounds, but no more than 65 pounds.
I'm just like, what? I mean, because, and for instance, the
entry level must have at least 5 years of experience.
Oh, yeah, that's not fucking experience. Yeah, I hate that. Or, the recruiters get a hold of you. I don't know about you, if you tried the staffing companies. There's a few staffing companies out there that basically don't even read your whole resume, but call you up and be like, we got this, that. Like, have you fucking read my resume at all? This you're hooking me up for has nothing to do with this job.
It's funny. I've talked to a lot of people that say, send your resume to those recruiting companies. So I've sent my resume to about half a dozen recruiting companies.
Yeah.
Two of them just kind of spam me with completely irrelevant job posts.
Exactly.
And none of the rest of them have contacted me at all.
Well, I don't know. They contact me, and every single time, it's the same person. And in a week, it's like, oh, I got your resume, blah, blah, blah. Have you read my resume? I told you last week what I need to do. And they just don't. They file it away. They read the first title and get certain keywords out of it. But not only that, I've been sent to interviews that the people, L3 or, Northrop Grumman, that basically look at it and be like, hey, you fit half of this role, but... Why were you sent here? I'm like, I don't know. Your recruiter sent me here. So here I am. This is awkward. So you got a foosball table back there. So it's just been weird. I mean, recruiters have been just setting me up for these interviews that I get there. I hear what the job's about, and it's not what they described it as. And on top of that, too.
I know nothing about basting turkeys.
Exactly. One job I interviewed for was half sysadmin, half developer job. And I'm just like, developer, okay, I could have limited development jobs, but half of the job requires 5 years of development, programming.
See, you probably don't have one of the problems that I do though, because you've got a very specific thing that you can and want to do, right?
That's all I'm looking for.
Your field is very narrow.
Yeah.
Mine is
a broad jack of all trades.
Sawed off shotgun. and that I don't have, like, a specific thing that I'm looking for, which is a nightmare, because for each job that I apply to get through these keyword filters and shit that they have, I have to, if I wanted to get my resume through, I have to, like, tailor it to that job. And then, like, after I retailer it, I probably have to re-enter it in their own way, too.
Yeah.
So I have to go through probably a couple hours of work to get a chance at maybe almost potentially getting contacted about possibly getting a job.
And you know what really pisses me off, too? I got told by a recruiter lady that worked in hand-in-hand with a company that the reason why I didn't get hired was because I didn't look as professional as the other guy above me. I understand the look. I mean, I don't mean like coming off the street in like shorts and shoes, but I just didn't wear a tie.
I'm not a law professional, but I'm pretty sure that's some form of discrimination.
Well, tell me about it. Like, I came in with a neatly cut, trimmed beard, everything cut to standards. Like, you know, even military. Some militaries allow you to have beards and stuff like that. It wasn't like unscraggly or anything.
For the Pakistani army, those guys have like beards down to the middle of their chest.
But anyways, basically this guy decked out with like a suit and stuff like that, and he had a tie, and apparently I didn't look professional enough. I'm just like, so wait, you're basing your whole role off of the way somebody looks,
well,
as opposed to skills.
I'm going to be devil's advocate, because I'm the guy that cut his hair and organizes himself to get jobs.
That's great.
So, one of the reasons, like, I maybe the way they intended that and what actually happened was, man, both these guys are equal. This guy, with his tie and his suit, he's the guy we want to take to a client.
I know the guy that got the job.
I'm just saying,
he's less qualified, but it's just that look. And I'm just like, you know what? Fine. If that's the case, then I don't want to work for your company. If you get so bent out of shape about looks, fine. It helps you. It helps me understand.
I'm going to go on his side and say that some places take dress codes a little bit too seriously. Like, how does wearing a tie help me do anything better at a job where I don't interact with customers?
You're right. It seriously doesn't. Yeah. But...
now, I understand where you're coming from. Like, dude,
it has to do
because I know the jobs he's applying to, he's not talking to customers, more than likely.
But still, even
he's probably working on a server, and I don't see how a tie would help.
But Grant, no, you're right. You're right. If I was up more with the clients and doing sales, pre-sales, and stuff like that, putting more effort into look, that's fine. But the jobs I applied for had nothing to do with that. But in another case, too, what gets me irked is certifications and degrees. I know plenty of people that don't have certs or degrees that could run circles around me when it comes to security work. And I think it's completely bull that at an interview they don't pull you to a terminal and say, hey, I have this hard drive we're doing an incident response on. You know, DD that hard drive and get it ready for in case. I think that would be the best interview ever. I've interviewed people before at a job that basically, hey, here's the organics of this job. Here's a terminal. Show me what you know. As opposed to me asking you. It's like, oh, yeah, I've CCNP. Yeah, totally. I do multi-layer switching. Well, here's a switch. Show me what you got. Bam.
Well, coming from someone who has had to be on the other side of the table before.
I've been put in jobs the same way, too. I've been, like, put up at a terminal, and I go, oh, I know a little bit about blah, blah, blah.
Most of the time, though, you're trying to hire somebody who's more intelligent than you.
Like, that, too, or... no, it depends. I mean,
so,
like
I don't know, learn. Some hiring managers would have no idea what you were doing.
Oh, and imagine, but that, see, the best company I ever interviewed for, I didn't quite get it, but I love the interview process. They had me meet on the phone, talk to the hiring person, then talk to the program head, then go there and have a quick little test with their tech guys that I would be working under, and there was different phases to that, and that was a perfect way.
Let me sum this up really quickly. Wouldn't it be nice if we had this like guide and rubric and some sort of way of knowing in advance whether someone's been trained and should be able to do this job? Oh, we do. It's called degrees and certifications. Things that I don't have. But that's why those exist. Because it's infinitely faster to look to see if someone has a certification or a degree than to bring people in one at a time, sit them down at this weird Kobayashi Maru test and have them test it every single time, when we can just filter through the people that should, as per an accredited university or whatever.
I don't really agree that, like, degrees aren't always a good baseline for how intelligent, good of a worker,
yeah,
or
no,
knowledgeable a person,
I mean,
is.
In my facet,
like,
your Google skills are
they paid
premium.
Money and they put up with a lot of bullshit. That's all a degree tells me.
It's true. I mean, I hear that's what you're saying, but, like, we have to, you, to me, you have to have faith in the system, because That's what the system's there for, is to have us a quick way of looking to see if someone should be qualified for this. Now, when you actually talk to them, you can find out that they're not. But, and then once again, listen, I don't have any degree or certification in anything. I'm fucking, like, the only job I have is working my way up from the bottom and doing some freaking theme park pirate shows. Like, that's my fucking work experience, okay? But, like, when you're talking to somebody, like, at this point, especially right now, you're not looking at, like, 10 guys. You're looking at, like, 1,000 applicants sometimes.
Well, no. If you're a project manager or a manager, by the time you get your applicants, there's HR people and there's certain levels and filters that get through to where you get to 10 prime candidates.
I'm talking about at the far end. The reason people aren't even getting to that stage, the reason they're not getting an email back, mm-hmm. is because... I'm talking the argument between
rejected now.
Well, right, but you're saying we should bring people in and let them like test every single applicant.
No, you can do that all online. You can do that online, have somebody do that in different phases. If somebody goes online and their Google Foo is good that they could actually pass that, then bring them in further for another one. Or a quick one on
But that's
own.
Cost, man. It's way easier to rely on somebody else. Essentially, you're letting someone else's money, they paid for that degree. Mm-hmm. They paid to be able to say that I should know this.
Oh, so you'd be like, they don't.
But you're letting someone else's money do your work for you. So why would you pay money as a company when you can let someone else pay for it? Pay
Actually,
for that.
That's
you get
a lot
what I'm
of
saying?
The problem nowadays is companies don't. They're not willing to train their employees for anything, mm-hmm. even yeah. if there's almost no other way for them to learn that.
Yep. Internally, especially.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, I've applied for a few jobs where they, or maybe I haven't applied to them, I've just seen them, where they say that they need, like, 3 years of experience using, like, a proprietary piece of software that yeah. only this company has. Why would you even have an external ad for that?
I mean, I hear you, but I'm just trying to look at it from the other side, because in one of the positions I've been in, our training process is, like, a month-long thing. And that's a lot of money and a lot of time, a lot of effort that we have to put in to train someone to do this job. Mm. And we've had multiple times that we've spent that whole month. First of all, there's like an audition process. You spend a whole month working on that. And 3 days into the job, they leave after training. That's fucking hundreds of dollars flushed down the toilet for nothing on the company's end. So for their side, they're like, we don't have time to deal with that shit. So unless we know that we can trust the person or they already know what to do, we can't spend the money. So it sucks for them too.
That's
which is weird because you got Chan, you have me signing up for business. That's what weird just weirded me out,
didn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit weird.
Well, a different industry though too. I mean, like yeah. in the tech fields, it's. I mean,
I really can't weep a single tear for your company losing any money.
Yeah,
no,
it's just mere pocket change, right? But I mean, like, I noticed on some job postings that they do half and half, like you know. A 4-year degree or years experience equivalent, which usually a 4-year degree equals like 5 years experience in that field. And certification is usually the same thing. And so they're pushing more towards that now since the long-haired tattooed admin generation is now running a lot of these companies. And so I think the process could be more automated that basically here's a test, take it. Obviously, you could use Google when you do that. That's fine. Bring you here. We'll do your rudimentary skills.
Bring your resume in 19 yeah. different forms.
Oh,
fill out,
so, I don't know.
Copy and paste it into 27 billion fields again.
Yeah. I don't know. And that's why I think if a company is willing enough to like post
sign up
on
for
Craigslist,
an account on our website.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And get spammed by our like you know HR bots that are just like, hey, there's a job posting for you matching one word. Information.
That's the other thing. A lot of these companies sign up for websites like Monster and Career Builder yep. and Dice and stuff like that, and then they won't take their resumes.
Exactly.
You build your resume on Career Builder and Dice and Monster and these other things. It's like a ready-made like resume that can be sent to employers. About 80% plus don't take that.
Yeah.
You click apply, and then it sends you to that company's website,
yeah.
where you usually have to create an account
and go through that,
rebuild your resume from scratch.
Oh, you know what gets me too? Cover letters too. Like you're talking about people don't care to read a story about you. Then cover letters, I understand, are usually about a paragraph long, right? I don't know any recruiter or person that's dealt with anything. They usually do the cover letters when it comes down to two candidates, maybe, and even if that, and that's after they interviewed them too. what's the point of the cover letter? It's like, here's a little bio of what I do.
That's the fun thing about cover letters, is because sometimes they're in and sometimes they're out. It's like a fad. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think cover letters are actually in now, but for a while cover letters weren't a thing. Like, employers didn't want to deal with them.
I mean, you know, if you're in entertainment, a cover letter, sure. If you're doing something that's like writing required, a cover letter, you can do that. But when it comes to tech fields and stuff like that, I don't know anybody that's been like, oh, I totally hired you on your cover letter.
Let me walk you through the process now of what I go through to apply for a job that I probably don't even want. I find it on a career website. I usually use Indeed.com. Okay. I click apply, and then it sends me to the employer's website, where I have to create an account with my email address and create a password and
put in
a bunch
skills
of security
and
questions.
Yeah.
And then they send me an email to verify that my email works.
That's an hour later.
To log into their website. And then I log into their website and I click apply to this job. And then they're like, upload your resume. And I'm like, cool, this is going to be easy. I'll just upload my resume. Bing, bang, boom. I applied for the job.
Nope, parses it.
You applied for that. You uploaded your resume. It pulls out a bunch of stuff out of your resume and sloppily puts them in fields that make no sense whatsoever. Like, it'll say, I don't know, like, I used to work at Best Buy, and it'll put that in the description of something else. And
or cut off the title, like, you know, Best Buy in Orlando. It'll cut off, like, in Orlando and then, like, throw
it'll
Best
put Orlando
Buy
as one of your employers or something.
Exactly. shitty
So
parsers.
You spend about 45 minutes to an hour fixing that. And then sometimes they'll have, like, a questionnaire.
Oh, yeah.
Occasionally.
Do you do drugs?
That's
yes
less
or no.
than half of the amount of time. But still, I just spent about 2.5 hours to apply to a job that I don't even know if I want.
Yeah. And
how many, of 100% of people who looked at that website and went that, how many people actually took all those steps? Would you say? Just an average. Just
it depends on what field.
Or just this one. So, like, say the last one you had to do this shit for that you decided not to put your resume in for.
Are you trying to say that it's like an endurance test to see if you're willing to put up with all the bullshit?
It's weeding more people out.
Why do I never get responses from these people then?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I can see why that would be, that to me, like, weeding people out, that's shit that people do.
Here's another thing, too. In contract work, they always open up positions before they actually have the position until they get awarded. That happens a lot on like contract sites and stuff like that. So they have this position open, they're waiting for it to get rewarded, and they have a shit ton of resumes to go through.
Yeah.
And sometimes they go through the process of hiring you on or taking you on as contingent to if we get this contract. A lot of them are probably doing that. It's sitting there waiting for 3 or 4 months to wait until the HR approves that, oh, we could bring on another person.
Now, the reason that I said I didn't know if I wanted the job or not is usually because these job descriptions are fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah,
right.
They're,
yeah,
so
they're
broad,
absolutely awful.
Incredibly broad, and then you get into the job, it's like nothing what the description said. Maybe remotely to
like
something.
Like, the job could be answering the phone and directing clients to where they're the proper department or something. It could be just a simple receptionist job, and they would be like, you must self-actualize and project an air of professionalism and excellence throughout your career as a... And then they use the largest words that they possibly can that are barely even synonyms.
It's like how I explain what I do for work. It's like I write them.
It's like, yeah, it's like you're talking.
Yeah. You pick up the phone and answer shit.
And that's why I say fuck finding jobs. It sucks.
Nah, you just gotta keep at it. It's not an impossibility. I mean, like, I'm still trying to look for a perfect job, but I found jobs that I just kind of take just for
I'm just looking for one to pay the bills.
Amen, yeah.
Hey, maybe someone will hire you from the show.
No.
No?
No.
Derpy Show.
We're not gonna see him again, are we? I got dibs on the stuff.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show, presented by Nerdy Show. If you enjoyed what you've heard, support the Nerdy Show Podcast Network by telling a friend, join in on the community forums, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of Derpy Show, Nerdy Show, Dungeons & Doritos, and other podcasts, videos, our Minecraft server, and other cool stuff, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter, at Nerdy Show, to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.